Healing Ancestral Trauma, a Rite of Passage. And this is a healing ceremony through the wisdom and the voice of shaman and psychologist Dr. Alberto Vialdo. I first met him several years ago at a conference and was very taken by his story. He's a Western-trained psychologist who took a trip down to Peru. And on one of the days he was there, he met someone who said, we've been waiting for you to come down here, and please follow me. We have business to attend to. And he kind of thought maybe he might be kidnapped, but it turned out he was actually brought to a shaman who said, we've been waiting for you to come down here for your training. And that led to a several year process where he went down several times to Peru to work with this one particular shaman, and then actually expanded to several shamans. And he now offers classes in shamanistic healing. And I was so taken by one of the exercises, I actually took voracious notes, and I decided to include that in this meditation here. So that's a little background about him. If you get a chance, I highly recommend to look him up. He's got several books, which are wonderful. He's just a beautiful soul. And now it feels as if this is a very significant time on the planet in the history of humanity to share this wisdom and to get it out far and wide. And he said that this is very, very important. So I felt the same call to do the same thing. So a little bit of introduction here first. In this meditation session, we are going to learn how to awaken your own inner shaman, how to meditate between the visible and the invisible worlds, or what is known over in Ireland as the seen and unseen worlds. This meditation also invites us to honor your ancestors. This is a big focus of this meditation. How we set them free, and we break the chains or the bonds that have kept us from freedom and, in result, being born into generations of dysfunction, pain, and suffering. He says, we then create an original story for ourselves, freeing ourselves from the drama and trauma that runs in family lines, as well as the biological curses, and this is what shamans call disease, biological curses, that are passed down from one generation to the next. It's important to know that from a shamanistic healing tradition, we are not simply our genes. Shamans say that we're about 10% of our genes in totality. The other 90% is made up of our dreams, our energy, our consciousness. And to connect some dots here, this consciousness, this energy, can definitely affect our DNA. Shamans who work with the unseen realms remind us that to live a full life, to create a new life, a new destiny, we must set ourselves free from what he calls the generational curses, the drama, the trauma, even the hereditary illnesses that run in our family lineage. And these things include things like coronary heart disease, cancer, Alzheimer's, etc., etc. We begin by creating a ceremony for setting these ancestors free. By releasing our ancestors, we can then release for our future generations, those of our children and our children's children. Okay, so let's begin. There are about 12 different steps here, and the first step, what we're going to do is we're going to open our sacred space. So in the Andes, this sacred space is called the Huitacocha. This is also known as the eighth chakra that resides well above our heads. Also known as the eighth energy center, it's described as a radiant sun above our heads. And some people actually call this the soul. And the soul exists in timelessness. It's really important to understand this concept. It's not confined to the dynamics of time, linear time specifically. It is this dimension of timelessness that we access so we can heal trauma. Next, we're going to spread and expand the energy of the eighth chakra. And to do this, we're going to bring our hands to our heart center in the prayer pose. And then focus on your breath. And now raise your hands up above your head to the eighth chakra, way above your head. And then expand this energy as you arc your hands above and then down along the sides of your body in an arc. Remember, this energy in the Vida Coda, this energy exists outside of time, in the realm of infinity. This energy is a source of life, the source of the sacred. We open this chakra to step outside of ordinary time. We do this because the release of the ancestors has to happen outside of ordinary time. To break what is known as the karmic chains that perpetuate stress that occurs within ordinary time. So we have to drop in between these moments of ordinary time to do this work. And please understand that if you are listening to this and doing this practice, then know that your ancestors have been waiting for you to do this, and they cheer you on. We are not only offering a pathway to healing, but also setting free the future lineage, putting an end to the repeated stories, think of Groundhog's Day, and the drama that runs in families. Bring your hands back up to your heart space, and now summon your ancestors, known and unknown, to form a circle around you. We invite them to join us around this sacred fire in timelessness. And this invitation is sent out as an act of love. We do this to set the ancestors free and so that we can also be free. Next, we're going to expand our luminous energy field. And this is what the shamans call the human energy field, the luminous energy field, because when they take a look at you, they see light all around you. So on your next breath, bring your hands up over your head into this radiant orb of light. Envelope yourself in timelessness, outside of ordinary time, and into infinity. Now use your mind's eye to see this golden light that surrounds you. And again, arc your arms, your hands down, and bring your hands back up to your heart space. And with your next breath, expand the energy of your luminous field twofold. Next, see yourself positioned in a large circle of people. Again, summon your ancestors, your people. Even if you don't know who they are, we can start with your mother, your father, your mother's mother, grandmother, grandparents, great-grandparents, and back in time. See them take place in this circle of light and love. And now, take a moment to ask for understanding of the family dramas that run in your family. Call to mind one story that you are familiar with. Perhaps it's alcoholism, or abuse, abandonment, sexual abuse. Think of one story and call it to mind right now. And you don't have to know all the details, but understand the difficult challenges it presented time and time again. And now we release with compassion, placing our hands over our heart space in a prayer position. We're going to reach down into our heart center and then open up our hands as an offering, offering these ancestors our love. So extend your hands out now and imagine that you're offering the light and energy of love, containing the essence of life. And very gently bring your hands up to your face and blow into your open hands, sending this loving energy, this loving essence to them. In doing so, you release them of these pains, these traumas, these abuses, these addictions, and these repeated painful stories. Bring your hands back to your heart space. Now think to yourself, with an expression of gratitude, we wish to thank them. And so once again, open your palms and with a slow, deep breath, very gently blow a sense of energy of gratitude to them. And we thank them for all these gifts and lessons that we were given in this lineage. Believe it or not, pain in its own way is a gift. But now it's the time to release it. Take a nice, slow, deep breath, and then gently blow into your hands to release this gratitude to your ancestral lineage. And then bring your hands back into a prayer position in front of your heart space. Extend now the concept of forgiveness to them. So once again, now we're going to open our palms. We're going to hold the light and love of forgiveness. Very gently, we're going to blow into our hands. So we bring our hands up into our face. We're going to very gently blow this energy of forgiveness to reach everybody in our family lineage. And we offer forgiveness for the ways in which these gifts were badly offered to us. And now, we thank them for the pain they suffered, their tragedies, their hardships. And we remember that both gratitude and forgiveness are the keys that we share for healing. Now, typically in this vein of shamanism, Alberto Villaldo has a candle and he picks up a small little stick or like a toothpick. And so if you don't happen to have those, and that's fine if you don't, just imagine through your mind's eye that you do. And he says, infuse what he calls a death stick. And a death stick is where you pick up like a toothpick or a small stick and you blow into the stick all the tragedies, the stories, the curses into this stick, just like you blew into your hands the loving energy and the forgiveness. Here we're going to blow into this stick, and it can be a metaphorical stick as well. The tragedies, the stories, the curses, we're going to blow into the stick and let it absorb and pull in those energies. And then we put that stick into the candle flame, into the fire to be released. And this fire is a symbol of cleansing. And again, if you don't happen to have a lit candle, just do this through your mind's eye into the symbolic flame of cleansing. In doing so, we set our ancestors free. And to do so, we honor them. We honor them for the courage they had, for the suffering that they went through, the pain they felt, the ignorance they suffered, the trauma they experienced, and often passed down on a lineage unknowingly. Now, Alberto invites us to repeat several series of phrases here. And so I'm going to read these and feel free to repeat them to yourself. I set free myself of these curses. I become the author of my own story. I am not the victim of the old story. Rather, I am the new storyteller with a new story. I am no longer a character in this drama. Rather, I am the author of a new story, a new narrative, a healthy narrative story. In repeating these lines, we honor all those who came before us. Now take a moment to see this lineage extend into the future. And remember, you've stepped out of ordinary time, so these souls are here with us as well. And so in doing this, we set free our children and their children of the bondage of these metaphorical chains of trauma. And once again, Alberto reminds us to say these words, I, with my love, set you free. I, with my love, set you free. I set you free that you may become the authors of your own stories, of the courageous, heroic tales, not the tale of victims, not a tale of struggling, but the heroic tale of where love is found, where success comes to us, where we find joy and happiness, where we live a long and healthy life, and where you die in peace. I set you free, my children, and my children's children. Well, Alberto reminds us this stick, or this death stick, is what shamans call the death arrow. Blow into these words everything that needs resolution, so the new can be born into originality and power. And then put this stick into the fire, into the flame. We invoke the powers, he says, of the jaguar spirit, who bears witness, who knows the ways between these worlds, who knows the death and infinity. He or she now guides us to our new selves. As you set all of these tragic stories free, see them combust in the fire to be released and cleansed. And as you see this through your mind's eye, say these words to yourself again. I set myself free. Honor the ancestors who came before you, those who endured suffering and pain. They lived the best way they knew how. They lived and loved in very flawed ways. But we honor them for their sacrifice, their courage, and for whom they've been. And now we set them free. And now we say these words. I set you free. I honor you. I know you had the best intentions. I know you also had to live in fear. I know you were in the grips of fate, and I know you suffered. And I know you were dealing with forces much bigger than you were, and I set you free. I send my love. I forgive you, and I thank you for all the gifts and lessons that you offered me, directly or indirectly. And now we hold our hands in front of our heart space once again. And then we open our palms, bring our palms to our face, and we blow an intention of gratitude once more. We thank our ancestors standing in the realm of infinity. And again, we release them. And now this is a very important part here. We're going to call on the lineage of medicine men and women angels and spirit guides, spirit keepers and shamans in the non-ordinary time, this time of spirit world, to receive these ancestors from this circle of healing and take them to a new place of spiritual healing where they can complete this process. Places where they may recover their souls or soul fragments chipped away, broken off in the trauma of these past experiences. And we invite them to go with these medicine men in the spirit world in non-ordinary time so they may become whole and they may find peace. In your mind's eye, see this happening. At this time, they know that they are now forgiven, and they are good, and they are healed, and they are becoming well. This is what is known in the shamanic culture as the ancestral altar, where we elevate the ancestors to a place of honor. Not because of what they accomplished, but because of what they attempted. Most of these attempts ended up in pain and human failure. Failure at parenting, failure at love, failure in honesty, and all of this in the face of fear. We honor them for that. We celebrate them for what they've done, for ways to attempt to live their lives in ways that we may not understand or may never understand, but with the greatest courage they could muster. In the Western world, we hold our lineage responsible and accountable for those who we turned out to be. From the shaman's perspective, this path leads nowhere, only to more pain and more suffering. We must thank them, no matter how distorted their arduous attempts on the human journey were. So we express gratitude and forgiveness and love, for only in these aspects will they be set free. So we no longer blame our ancestors, our parents, or our lineage. This action now allows us to walk ahead in a new direction of healing, and again to become a new storyteller with a new and compassionate story. And now we are invited to close the Wita Kocha. So we reach our hands down and gather the folds of energy and raise them back up in an arc with our hands up over our heads to the place of the eighth chakra, the radiant sun, to an orb of light above our heads. And then using our hands, we bring this light from the eighth chakra down into our body. We do this to heal our body, to reinform it with this energy of light, of the new energy receiving these gifts that are now available to us. As of today, we declare the suffering and trauma has ended. The time is now to become the author of our new stories. And we invite you to say these words. I now become the author of my new story and a new story for humanity. I now write a courageous, compassionate, heroic story of humanity. And as this new story unfolds with each page, we become the stewards and caretakers of a new and promising life for all. And as we place our hands over our heart space in the prayer position, we say thank you.